College campuses are more diverse than ever, but many students of color who attend historically white colleges and universities say their schools have a lot of catching up to do to make them feel welcome, not just on campus, but in the curriculum. Tulane University has become one of the first historically white major research institutions to make learning about race a requirement. WWNO's Jess Clark has more.
Tulane University has been Abby Mbaye's dream school as long as she can remember. Mbaye grew up the daughter of two Senegalese immigrants in New York City. When she got into Tulane in 2015, her parents were shocked.
My parents didn't believe it.
Her dad even said she should call the school to make sure.
And that wasn't him like trying to be mean or him not believing in me, but it was just that, you know, he never went to school. My mom is illiterate, so for me to like get into a school like Tulane, we just could not believe it.
But once she got on campus, that dream became something else. Mbaye is among a very small number of Black students on Tulane's mostly white campus. Her incoming class was just 3% Black. And Mbaye started seeing racial inequities play out at the Southern school in a way she wasn't used to.
Noticing that all of my buildings are being cleaned by Black people, all of the people in the food court are like Black people serving like white students.
One day, walking into the cafeteria, Mbaye became so overwhelmed by the racial dynamic, she ran out and threw up in a garbage can. Then people started posting racist comments on a campus gossip platform called Yik Yak.
It was just a really scary time because like you were sitting next to people all the time and you don't know like who was saying what, who really thinks this, who was really involved.
The posts were anonymous, so it's impossible to know whether they were really Tulane students. But the comments set off a campus-wide conversation about race. Mbaye and other students called for a more inclusive environment. The university started a commission on race and inclusion. One of the outcomes is a new requirement that all undergraduates take a course focused on race, like African American literature, critical race theory, or urban geography.
I want to finish talking about South Carolina.
History professor Laura Roseanne Adderley teaches early African American history, which also fulfills the requirement. On a recent morning, Adderley stands in front of the chalkboard and explains how South Carolina was founded by slave traders.
They themselves are actual slave traders, not connected to it obliquely. They are actually personally directors in the Royal Africa Company.
Tulane has long required students take a wide range of core classes. An accounting major may be required to take a class in the arts, for example. Now,
we likewise say to that accounting major, what have you taken that thinks about these questions of race and inclusion that gives you tools other than what's casually online or on the TV?
Freshman Gabe Darley sits in the front row of Adderley's class. He's white and originally from Chicago, and he likes the new requirement. But he wishes the university didn't have to push students to take these classes.
I think putting a requirement, it makes it less of the personal choice that I would want people to want to make, you know? But obviously, not everyone's going to make it on their own.
Mbaye thinks the new requirement will foster understanding among students from different racial backgrounds. And she says it makes sense at a school as expensive as Tulane.
This is a piece that has been missing in our education, and for $78,000 a year, you should know everything that you should know to function out in the world.
But Mbaye says the university has more work to do, especially when it comes to recruiting more Black students. Less than 4% of last year's incoming freshman class was Black. The university says it's trying. The admissions office has hired several recruiters who are people of color, and it's trying to build stronger pipelines to communities of color in New Orleans and across the U.S. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.